Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Memorial Day. We are live every day of the year except for Christmas. The only people who work more than we do are the sheriffs. They work every day of the year. They don't get to take off for any of those days. Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to have you as well. Let's start with this. The safe packs, Sheriff Johnson had a sort of a press conference about this the other day. Can you maybe just tell people what they are? And is this brand new? I thought we had these already in place. So what happened the other day?
The packs themselves are kind of a new twist to our SAFE program. You know, we've been doing the SAFE program for some time now. That's something that Sheriff Johnson, in cooperation with Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, has initiated some time back to help us better serve our special needs community. But last week, he announced the all patrol deputies are going to be provided with these SAFE program packs, and they are expected to be, you know, kind of an additional resource for allowing us to better serve our special needs population. These packs have in them items that, you know, are there to help us communicate with and hopefully make these special needs citizens more comfortable and safer when dealing with our deputies. As you know, folks that have special needs, in many cases, they may not communicate as expected or even at all in emergency situations. So anything that we as an agency can do to help increase that communication is, we consider that a big win for our citizens.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at the contents of the packs from your Facebook post, it's a lot of things that I would interpret as being designed to bring calm to, you know, certain people are more easily agitated by things like lights and sirens and chaos that surround a crime scene or even just any kind of an incident. So you have, you know, sound canceling headphones, you have shades, you have fidget spinners and, you know, fidget snakes and things like that to occupy their hands. Just and an interactive kind of a keyboard so that they can, you know, communicate with you if verbal is not their preferred method, right? Like, that's the idea, is to put them at ease and allow them to communicate more effectively with you guys, if at all. Is that right?
That's exactly the idea. You know, and when you're dealing with folks that don't communicate, you know, in verbally, it can be incredibly difficult, you know, to calm them down, to give them that sense that it's going to be okay. And these packs are designed to assist with that.
And this is following on the stickers program, right, that you guys had rolled out a couple of years ago to put a sticker on either on the car or on the house so that you can identify, hey, you know, somebody here has special needs, so just be aware of that when you're engaging with them, right?
Right, and it's the exact same program. That's the SAFE program. This is all, you know, encompassed under the umbrella of the SAFE program. You know, but when we announced the stickers a couple of years back, that was kind of the beginning, and this is just an addition to that same program.
Fantastic. We also had the other kind of news, the bad news. We had a deceased person was found on Diamond Street in Pace and has led to some charges. Is that right?
It sure has. Saturday, our deputies were dispatched to a home on Diamond Street after a witness reported seeing something that caused them to believe there was possibly a dead body at that residence. When our deputies got on scene, they confirmed there was, in fact, a decedent at that location. The suspect was actually still on scene, and when deputies tried to contact him, ultimately he tried to flee the scene, but deputies were able to detain him, and through their investigation, they ultimately were able to charge him with second-degree murder, as well as resisting violence. And as you know, in circumstances like this, even though an arrest has been made, it's still an ongoing investigation. So certainly more details will be released as the case progresses, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this one had a change in the charging status from a first to a second, that, you know, there was a kind of a revised press release or whatever that went out. Do I remember that correctly? And if so, Is that right?
Yes and no. We didn't change the charging status. We had a little snafu on our initial press release.
Oh, okay.
Where initially it said first degree murder, but the correct charge was second degree.
Okay, but the actual charge, it was just a communications issue, not an actual charging change.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. What can you hang on for just a second, Shane, because I think it's something people may not understand the difference between those, and maybe it'll take a second to explain that. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
And right now, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Take it a look and pace. No problems on 90 and clear all the way through. No problems in Milton either. 87 is clear. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Traffic tips 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. We hear a lot of these different terms, first degree murder, second degree murder, homicide, manslaughter, negligent manslaughter. Can you just maybe give us the 30-second primer on, what is the difference between all these things? Because I think for some people it's very, and some of them are not legal terms of art here in the state of Florida. They're just terms of people here because they're, used elsewhere.
Sure. In this particular case, the suspect was charged with second degree murder. Second degree murder is the name for a description of an unlawful killing by an act that is imminently dangerous to another human being and does show evidence of a depraved mind, but there was no planning or premeditation on the part of the suspect to commit a homicide. So second degree murder doesn't carry the premeditation. First degree murder would encompass the premeditated murder or killing in the course of committing an enumerated felony and in some drug related crimes. That's going to be your first degree murder.
And that's where the felony murder rule comes in. Like if you drive the car at a gas station,
correct,
robbery that winds up getting somebody killed, everybody gets charged because you were committing a felony that wound up in the murder, even if you didn't pull the trigger,
correct,
yourself. And then a manslaughter is where it is somebody dies through, if it's a negligent manslaughter, it would be somebody dies through the failure to properly protect somebody else's life, even though you weren't intending there's no depraved mind, but you didn't do your best to protect them. Is that roughly the idea?
Correct. When somebody dies, but there was not malice in the action, there wasn't any kind of a forethought, those circumstances certainly aren't the same as murder, but you're still responsible for your actions.
Right.
And so your actions may have caused the death of a human being, even though that wasn't your intent.
Last thing I wanted to ask you about, you guys had a domestic violence call that turned out to be, as is often the case, the initial facts are not the final facts. Is that right?
We sure did, and you're so right. Oftentimes that is the case. Many times people call us and report things to us that when we get to investigating, it's just not so. Friday morning, we were dispatched to a home in Navarre after a caller reported that her live-in boyfriend had struck her with a hammer and was presently chasing her around the house, threatening her with the same hammer. So obviously that's an urgent situation, so we didn't waste any time getting there. While we were en route, we lost contact with her and weren't able to get her back on the line, so certainly that causes us some concern. When we arrived, we found the boyfriend, but we didn't find the caller. The boyfriend told deputies that it was actually him that was threatened with a hammer, and he took the hammer from his girlfriend to protect himself. And he actually had some injuries on his person that were consistent with what he was saying. Deputies started searching for the complainant and ultimately found her locked in a bedroom closet. When they started talking to her, she refused to give any additional information, but based on her original statement, the dispatch, we did call an ambulance to come check her out, and according to the paramedics, she didn't have any indication of any kind of recent injuries. So ultimately, the deputies determined that she was the primary aggressor, and she was ultimately charged with domestic violence battery.
So sometimes in law enforcement, people lie to you?
Very rarely, but yes, it happens. No, more often than you might believe.
I can believe an awful lot based on having talked to you guys for so many years, and I think that is one of the biggest challenges of your job is figuring out, whose story adds up and, whose, and people lie about all kinds of things, and even when they don't need to lie, they lie about things. And so it's just, I think it's a very difficult slice of your job. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy of Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. And, you know, just thanks for being there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. We bought a car there unintentionally, so to speak. We went just because we wanted to test drive to make sure that the car we thought we might want to buy to replace our Grand Caravan when it did fail, which it was like on the way to failing, but it was going to be, you know, about 6 months probably with the head gasket. And we wanted to test drive a Honda Odyssey to make sure that's, you know, that way you're not under the stress when you come time to actually buy, that you know what you're looking for, and then all you got to do is look for it. And so we thought, okay, well, but we can't drive one. Nobody had one. It was kind of a weird gap place where the pre-owned certifieds at the dealership, you couldn't test drive them until they were cleaned up, but they were in such demand that people were buying them without being able to test drive them. So there was no way to test drive one. And nobody was selling these things. I mean, it was only a year or two old. So we found one. We called it our unicorn. It had come off of a lease return that they couldn't auction off in Orlando. And we saw it here, and I thought, well, we'll test drive it. We test drove it. We loved it. And they said, you want to look at a price? We're like, we're not buying a car. You want to look at a price? Oh, sure, fine, whatever. Oh, that's a good price. I mean, you know, conceal your excitement. And then we're like, well, can you come down a little bit? You know, because that's a terrible price. No. And they did. I'm like, can you give us a day? And they did. And I said, well, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, sure. And I said, well, can we buy it? You know, like, we're not going to buy a car, but it was such a perfect deal on exactly the right car that we were looking. Even our color. That's what was crazy. It was even the color we were looking for, which is amazing. So we bought it. That was our experience at Frontier. Easy. Simple. Great service. Great prices, good people, and an amazing selection. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
So close. That's the Light Cycles from Tron.
Nice. It's close.
Asteroids would be a doo doo doo.
Have you seen the new Tron ride at Disneyland? I'm not a ride person,
no.
But oh my goodness, it looks amazing.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
That's Tron.
It's
is,
in California.
I'm always torn on Tron because on the one hand, you know, I grew up so
with
like
the Jeff
84
Tron.
In the classic Jeff Bridges.
Not that
you know,
he wasn't in the other one. But
right,
yeah.
But it was amazing
know,
for the time. And then you
I
look
know.
Back and you're like, I can make that on my phone. Like
totally.
It's so primitive.
Play the Goofy movie from the beginning. Yeah.
But, you know, Sark and all the bad guys and
absolutely.
Everything. And then, you know, and then the new one, which of course Tron Legacy is a fantastic movie.
It is.
And it has all the stuff and, you know, and makes the other one look silly. But, you know, there you go. So be it.
That was great. Thank you.
4-3-7. But that was my favorite video game, my stand-up video game. And Tron is the one that, like, it wasn't popular enough that you could find it everywhere. But, like, when you found it at a place, like, oh, yeah! And it was always broken. There's always something wrong with it because it's that complicated machinery.
Not at Showbiz Pizza Place 1980, but
whatever. Oh, well, if only I could go back in time. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. And not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. East Bay Boulevard and Navarre still closed, of course, south of Coppola as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. I can tell you Executive Landscaping is open today. They're doing the yard here around the area.
Oh, nice.
Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care, and just always working too. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate at Executive Landscaping. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The House expected to vote Wednesday on a bipartisan deal to raise the nation's debt limit. NBC's Julia Jester has the latest on the pending deal for the debt ceiling.
We're still awaiting the final text of a bill that will raise the debt limit for 2 years and also lock in a budget for the next 2 years as well.
This deal was announced over the weekend by President Biden's administration and by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It has to pass both the House and Senate before it goes to Biden's desk. Proceedings expected to get underway tomorrow in the Tree of Life Capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. Jury selection wrapped up last week. Bowers is charged with killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. His defense attorneys recently said he has schizophrenia and brain impairments. And President Biden will be at the Arlington National Cemetery here in a few hours for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. More than 1,000 service members have already been there since before dawn, placing flags on the 270,000 graves there. And the ceremony will be live streamed at 10 o'clock this morning.
Have you been to Arlington?
I have not. I've always wanted to go.
It's beautiful.
I have as a like high school age. And I remember it's funny how things can strike you sometimes. But for me, I was silent the whole time I was there. And I mean, I was like 17. Okay. And yet somehow something in me knew that that was kind of the right thing. And I spent most of my time being irritated at the like tourists. That's what bothered me. As a young kid who didn't grow up in a military family or other, but somehow or other that just, you know, all the people kind of, you know, oh, let's go find this grave and all that, just that rankled me, like it angered me that was kind of the attitude. So I'm not saying that's the right answer. I'm just, that was my experience.
Well, the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, they don't mess around when it comes to that kind of stuff either. I don't know if you saw any of that when you were there.
I don't remember that particularly.
If people get out of line during the ceremonies at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I mean, they really don't mess around.
And I'll say this, David, thank you so much for the update. The other thing I'll say is one of the things that you miss by not being able to access the base as easily these days is you miss the drive past Barrancas. Yes, you can go in the back gate, but you don't go past. I mean, you can still go to visit Barrancas. Okay, there's a program for that. For me, that's something that every time when I go on the base, if I go through the front entrance to go somewhere, it's
respect.
It's always powerful to see those thousands of row upon row upon row upon row, and to, you know, if you ever do have the chance to be on that side of the base, and then, you know, to just pull in and take a second and stop. You know, get out and look. Don't just drive past. It's something. There's no words. It's powerful. And 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. The Elcano is supposed to come back to I think it's in the bay right now, so it's not like this big surprise. It's there and it's going to dock later on today. I believe at 11 o'clock it's going to be accompanied into port by a Blues flyover, is what a birdie tells me. So I don't think they're racing. I don't think it'd be much of a raise, but because you can't really accompany it exactly, but you know, one comes in, the other goes over anyway. Also, did you see over the weekend the all the hammerhead sharks out at Pensacola Beach?
No.
Yeah, somebody had put this photo, I think Channel 3 had it, some other folks I saw. It only had like, you know, 2100 shares or something, but it was, you know, you could see them in the surf. I don't know, maybe 100 feet off the shore. Maybe 200 feet across, maybe not quite that far, but clear enough that you could see them from the beach, and, you know, people weren't in the water. And it reminded me of, if you've seen that map of like the Pass and the Bay and Escambia Bay and East Bay and all this. And, you know, what it says is there's like, you know, have a little sign. There's sharks here. And then there's sharks here, also sharks here. Like, yes, you know, they're around, right? Because that's where they live. This is their home, not ours.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Meh, sometimes. Sometimes.
There's a 1974 film you may want to check.
It's sometimes. Let's just say let's don't tempt all that stuff. Hey, Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night. You're going to have the Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock. Christy D's
Bad Juju.
She's going to be
phenomenal.
Performing.
Phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
She's great.
Candy knows all these bands. She knows them all.
Like
that's
that.
Fantastic. David Wayne, I'll have your local news coming up next after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle reacting to the debt deal worked out between the president and the House Speaker. It suspends the debt limit until January of 2025, adds work requirements for some Americans who receive food stamps and claws back COVID funding and money for the IRS. Florida Congressman Brian Mast says,
I'm taking that 72 hours to review it and decide for myself.
U.S. House Rules Panel will meet tomorrow afternoon to discuss the bill. Americans remembering fallen members of our armed services today with parades and other events while in Washington.
President Biden begins his Memorial Day hosting a breakfast at the White House. Then he'll be heading to Arlington National Cemetery for the traditional wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's already been a busy weekend for the White House with the President and Speaker McCarthy reaching a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 75 degrees this morning. It's partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Escambia County deputies looking for two suspects that were involved in a shooting in Bratz Sunday morning. The shots fired were at a mobile home on Oakshade Road. And deputies say a man and his girlfriend were in this trailer when two suspects entered, started assaulting the victims. During that assault, a man was shot in the arm. Both suspects fled the scene. The suspects identified as 20-year-old Tina Chick and Kendrell Kyles. Investigators say the female suspect and male victim had been in a previous relationship. Three people were shot on Saturday during a large party in Cantonment. The sheriff's office says there were 2,000 people at a party at Webb Park Saturday night when shots were fired into the crowd. Three people were shot, two 18-year-old women and one 21-year-old man. So far, there's no word on a suspect, and all three victims were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A dozen Caribbean migrants are in custody in Broward County. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents say they apprehended 19 migrants that arrived in a 40-foot boat yesterday. 18 people from Haiti and one from the Dominican Republic made landfall near Pompano Beach. All of them were taken for processing and will likely be sent back home. The governor paying tribute to Memorial Day. Governor DeSantis welcoming 400 veterans and military families to the governor's mansion for a cookout yesterday. He says the principles we stand for don't amount to much if people aren't willing to put on a uniform, risk their lives, and in some cases make the ultimate sacrifice for this nation. An Alabama man is dead, two others in critical condition after a Santa Rosa County crash last week. Happened on Highway 178 and State Road 89 on Friday afternoon. Florida Highway Patrol says the 75-year-old Alabama man was driving a truck and pulled out in front of a car driven by a 56-year-old Alabama woman. The man's truck then rolled after the crash. Country music superstar Kenny Chesney played a couple of shows at the Wharf over the weekend. Big turnout at those. But there was also a surprise third performance by the country music superstar.
It's really, you know, cool to be back and to be in this environment again. You know, anytime me and the band get to make music and create music and spread love near the ocean, that's...
Kenny Chesney making an impromptu appearance and performance at the Florabama. Of course, Chesney's had a relationship with the Florabama previously. He's known to visit when he's in the area. Ceremony held yesterday to honor our fallen heroes. It was at Veterans Memorial Park. The Marine Corps Color Guard providing that 21-gun salute and presenting the colors The guest speaker was Dan Shugart from WEAR, and active duty military veterans, families, and the community were all on hand to honor those who've given their lives for the nation. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Sure, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look over by the Floribama, and like anybody that's a Chesney fan, like nobody's surprised. Because he does that all the time. He even has that song. We love Kenny Chesney. I'm sure that was a great show this weekend. 98, not showing any delays. Taking a look at 92. Again, very light today. Holiday light, we call it, because it is a holiday. Not showing any accidents. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. 8:35. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It is going to be a beautiful day today. We do have just a small chance of a stray shower. Nice weather for your Memorial Day if you do have any of those outdoor events you are planning on going to. 86 degrees for your high, low overnight near 68. We're going to be seeing beautiful weather for your Tuesday as well, high near 88 with a low on Tuesday night near 68 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And wow, warming up a little bit more. It's 79 right now. Partly cloudy in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
By the way, just a quick note, to get some confirmation that Pensacola Beach Chamber has posted the Blue Angels expected to fly from the beach over the beach between 10:35 and 11, and Fat Albert at 11:15. So in that vicinity, you might see some cool stuff today. Down by Pensacola Bay with the Elcano, it's supposed to be in that vicinity as well. So lots of ways to view the Blues today if you happen to be out on this Memorial Day. All right, so for our frivolous topic today, we actually talked a little bit about this earlier in the show. There's this kind of interesting push on where apparently Gen Z, so Gen X would be, you know, your middle-aged, that's me, and then Gen Y, and then millennials, they're like 30, and then Gen Z is like the 20s, okay, young 20s is kind of their age. Gen Z is abandoning, maybe not entirely, but at least somewhat, they're abandoning the smartphones, and instead they're going for flip phones, you know, old-school phones, phones that don't have all of the internet and, you know, all of the access to things. You can still text on them and you can still maybe play a game or two, but beyond that, not too much. So my question is 437-1620. The reason is apparently they like to get away from all the notifications. And it's a way of being a little bit, you know, retro Luddite about it. Like, look at me. I don't have the internet in my pocket anymore, which I think is fascinating. So question for you, 437-1620. Looking back, having owned both, I assume you have, which one's better? Which one makes your quality of life better? The smartphone, big and cumbersome that it is, or the flip phone, or maybe the slider. You know, I had a slider. I've had both flip phones and slider and smartphone and really bad dumb phone, just like the little block. I just still have that one. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Looking at it objectively, like if you really were to survey what makes your life better, which one do you side with? The smartphone or the dumb phone, the flip phone, the slider, whichever one you want to pick. Candy?
I do have this phone, the right? big iPhone, but it seldom works. It doesn't text sometimes. I use it for music in the Jeep, and that's about it. But I had a friend that worked security at a certain place in computer, and he had a flip phone. And it was because those are harder for people to get into.
Okay, yeah, to hack, to mess up, or whatever.
To hack, right. And the smartphones, I know that they're not supposed to get hacked as much as the Androids are,
right.
or the computer, but I don't know, man. Mine runs slow, and it's probably because it's been hacked, and it keeps all your passwords, and not that you need that. I like the convenience, but
I
don't know.
There's something... I get the appeal of being able to disconnect from it, but I don't know. I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I still feel like there's something wrong when I don't have it.
Yeah, no.
You know,
Okay,
for example, whenever we go in the water, I don't take my phone. I don't really take my phone to the beach. And a lot of times I wish I had it to take a picture because there's interesting stuff going on that I want to see or whatever. I understand the wanting, but you can do that with a flip phone. They have cameras, right? So that part of it, I understand. Being able to be called or texted without having, the difference is for me, although I have Facebook on my phone, although I have Twitter and Instagram on my phone, I don't use them all that much. I use Facebook a little bit more on my phone. So I am probably a low end user of my smartphone for the app type stuff. So disconnecting from those things is not quite the same. I'm sure my wife would say, I would love it if you didn't have it. but that's more like, because I'm always getting texts from people, you know, all the time. People are texting or asking questions or giving me information or whatever. That's sort of constant. That's a byproduct of this job. That's not really the same as always on your phone scrolling around. Although I will say, if I didn't have, I probably spend more time on my phone playing a game.
Oh, you're one of
those.
Yeah,
and if I didn't have the phone, I wouldn't play the game, and that's a time suck. It's like, what wouldn't you be doing? Well, I'm not reading a book, you know, at those times, let's say, or I'm not sitting on my porch, you know, just watching the nature instead of playing a game. 437-1620. Somebody says, your phone, Candy, it's probably running slow because of all the naughty stuff that you've got on there. That's probably.
Thank you for reading that out loud. And thank you for texting in. But when I was at Cat Country and at TK, yep. like you needed your phone because you recorded everything. That's
right.
How you do interviews. And so you just always needed it running. And now that I don't really go to check presentations mm-hmm. or like Surrender to the City except to just enjoy stuff,
right.
I don't need to record it.
Yeah,
so.
The video recording, the phone, the taking of the pictures.
Well, sure, and interviews.
And interviews specifically,
you know, how many
right,
interviews,
audio
like those
recorder.
Were all on your phone, right?
That's
everyone
right.
that you've done with me
out
here
about,
so far.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so you don't need all that weird mic equipment.
And it is like,
I don't
you
have
know,
anything naughty because I've seen too many movies where that just gets...
And
also, like, I'm 53. You know, I mean, people do not care.
Also, you have the dumb stuff you don't think about, like the flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has a flashlight now. Mm-hmm. And that, come on, that's come in handy many, many, many times when, you know, carrying. I remember one time I did this is a long time ago. It's like when smartphones were kind of just starting. But mm-hmm. I remember talking about something along these lines and trying to think of all of the physical technology that a smartphone has replaced.
It's amazing.
It's the calculator.
Isn't it?
It's the telephone. It's the you know, the camera. Obviously, it's the flashlight. It's the compass. Like when you really this is not just the apps that work on the because it's new technology that it makes that stuff, but it is all kinds of things that your cell phone instead of carrying like I'm gonna super nerd out here like in D&D you had the bag of holding with all of your stuff in it.
I know what you mean. Yes, of course.
If you've tried to carry around, have to have a backpack full of stuff to carry around, like all the things at your cell phone in one little device.
You absolutely would.
So, and then of course you feel naked without it, which, you know, it's odd. 8:45 here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, I have tickets to give away here today.
What?
Pensacola Little Theater, PLT, is doing
it's an offshoot of Harold Potter.
Harold. That's right.
You know who I mean.
Well done. There you go.
Thank you.
It's all about other kids who went to the Wizarding School, mm-hmm. right? But they're not featured in the main story. So the story of the Puffs, who also happened to be there. It's a romp through the seven increasingly eventful years, new look at a familiar adventure from the perspective of three potential heroes that are just kind of, you know, go through to magic school and experience it. So anyway, that is, let's see, June 2nd at PLT and also June 11th at PLT. So I have a pair of tickets for those to go to one of those shows. Your pick, I assume, is how these tickets are going to work typically. 437-1620. If you're the first caller, it's Memorial Day. I know a lot of you aren't driving around working. So if you're, you know, you can call 437-1620. You can go see a show courtesy of us and the PLT. 437-1620. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Accident at Massachusetts Avenue and Independence Avenue in Pensacola. Not showing a roadblock, though, so use caution there. Certainly caution wherever you are. This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. It's traffic on the fives, and if you have traffic tips, text in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody texts in and says, you remember when your math teacher told you that you need to learn your multiplication tables because you won't always have a calculator with you? Mrs. Cote, I have some news for you. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, sorry, Candy. Candy's answering the phone for the contest, and I...
Congratulations to Mona, who just picked up tickets, right? So we'll get all your information in just a second. He's Andrew McKay.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Christy T's Bad Juju. They've been a staple in Pensacola for the last 8 years, and if you've got dancing shoes, they'll help you wear them out. They'll play the top 40 hits from the 60s all the way up to today, including Motown and The Obscure. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Frog and Winnie Horton, he did ride Campbell.
Somebody needs to get Uncle Pecos another mustache for his guitar. 849. 849 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It is Memorial Day. We are live every single day of the year except for Christmas is the only day that you will not find us here, but every other day. And, you know, for me, the voice of this country, it probably always will be Ronald Reagan. And so thinking about him and listening to him speak is the way I most appreciate honoring Memorial Day.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price.
There absolutely is a price, and the price is what we remember today.
Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.
Tiny fraction, so true.
Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam.
And I am so glad he includes that in the list. We talked about this earlier, that one of the most horrible things that this country ever did was drafting men into the Vietnam War and then treating them like pariahs when they came home with and without their fellows that they met there. And just that's such an awful, ugly period of our history. But that we celebrate them now and honor them now and think about them now is so much better.
We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors.
And finally, and I don't know what year this was from. This was a Memorial Day speech, but I don't remember what year it was from. So,
as for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It is a complicated day. It is a day when we remember those who died protecting, preserving, providing the freedom that we all enjoy, the freedom to listen to a talk radio show, the freedom to listen to music, the freedom to, you know, to watch a movie or to grill a hot dog or to worship Jesus or no God at all. I mean, that's all of these things too. And I'm gonna say this just because I think recently somehow or other we've sort of forgotten this, the freedom to be a Republican or a Democrat or a Green or a Libertarian, to espouse your views. And, you know, like the littlest thing that I can do to honor the willingness to sacrifice and the actual sacrifice made by so many people that we remember on Memorial Day, the littlest thing that I can do is stand up at extremely low personal cost, but perhaps some, okay, for people who want to say things that the group thinks are atrocious, okay, to protect them in their ability to say those things, because that's freedom. That's what it means. You know, when you protect somebody's First Amendment rights, it's not the speech you like. It's not the good speech, not the popular speech. It's the unpopular, the stuff you don't want to hear, the stuff you wish nobody would say even. But that's what you're protecting, because you protect theirs, they protect yours. We all protect each other's together. That's what it means, right? And I really do worry that sometimes we've kind of forgotten that and gotten away from that. And I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, but it's still worth saying. When I grew up, the rule was, as I was taught in a Democratic household, my parents were Democrats, okay? When I was raised with the idea that though I despise what you say, I will fight to the death for your right to say it. I would be willing to put my life on the line to defend your freedom to say things. Now, I didn't enlist in the military, I wasn't from a military family, but that concept of that's the thing that we are willing to die for. We are willing to die for people's freedom. And that is certainly the thing that these sailors and soldiers and Marines and guardsmen and airmen have been willing to die and have died for my family. You know, for my kids to play video games and for my kids to help the elderly and clean up the trash and to serve. I mean, for all of that stuff, that whole range of things. And then particularly on this day, I think one of the hardest things about this day for people is those who recognize the seriousness of the sacrifice, those who lost people personally, to then see it be like, you know, the mattress sale day, you know, or to see it be the going out and boating day, or to see it be the grilling out and watching the baseball and that kind of. But at the same time, I think more than anybody else, okay, those people also recognize that, weirdly though it might, or weird though it might seem, that that freedom to be dumb, you know, that freedom to not cherish it and revere it as much as they should is also part of the deal. That's part of human nature. And though I think we all wish that everybody would be reverent on this day, we also should cherish the fact that they don't have to be. Because the don't have to be is part of that freedom that made it worth dying for. And so I don't know. It's just, it's a complicated day. It can be a frustrating day. It can be a painful day. For an awful lot of people, it's a painful day. So maybe today just kind of think a little bit more about it. Thank God for it. Thank God for the gift that we have, and be grateful for the people who are willing to give up their freedom, their life, their livelihood, their everything so that we could have ours. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns today. It looks like everything is running at posted speeds. No problems on I-10, I-110. An accident, Massachusetts, and Independence Avenue, but it's been moved off to the side. That's near one of the fire stations off of Mobile Highway, but again, not showing any delays at all. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, you can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, a friend of mine who's a veteran texted me and said, sacrifice is easy when you understand what it's for. Oh, man, that is true. Far easier than, you know, the frustrations when you're not sure, right? And by the way, I don't know. I really feel like this Vietnam thing has really caught a hold of me today, that I still can't get over this. As a country, that's what we did. We looked at these men who were drafted in, forced again. As you know, this wasn't the war on terror, right? This wasn't post 9/11, people rushing down to the recruiting office to sign up. Vietnam, you know, it wasn't World War II. People wanted to go, and you know, Pearl Harbor happened. People go, you know, it wasn't like that. I mean, you had this lottery and the draft numbers and people running to other countries to avoid it. And the way that that particular war was treated, and you know, then when they came home, and the way that it, just all of it, it's so awful that to me, you know, that was a much more challenging conflict in some ways because of that. Because knowing, I mean, how do you go fight and you know back home they're protesting you? They're going to call you names when you come home, and the conflict that must produce in you when you're over there, just all of that. So to the degree that we have repented, which is the right term as a nation, from that way of treating our military during that era, to the degree that we have repented for that and are doing our best to make up for that now and honor their sacrifice and their service as much as everyone else's, that's a credit to this country as a reaction to a great embarrassment to this country of how we did during the late 60s and 70s. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for a future news.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.
Okay. It happens. No big deal.
Sorry.
So the debt deal, is the debt deal going to pass the House, going to pass the Senate Wednesday, and then probably like Saturday or Friday, something like that?
Absolutely.
I think it will, but there's a lot of there's a lot of no's on the Democrat side and on the Republican side, but I think it will pass. I think a majority of both parties will vote for this. Is Ken Paxton actually going to be removed as the Texas Attorney General after he got impeached now?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to get removed. Yeah, but that actually has to go forward. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.